Chapter 3. Finally, Solomon started to build the house of Jehovah in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Jehovah had appeared to David his father, in the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Accordingly, he started to build in the second month on the second day in the fourth year of his reign. And these things Solomon laid as a foundation for building the house of the true God, the length in cubits by the former measurement being 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits. And the porch that was in front of the length was 20 cubits in front of the width of the house, and its height was 120, and he proceeded to overlay it inside with pure gold. And the great house he covered with juniper wood, after which he covered it with good gold, and then he brought up upon it palm tree figures and chains. Further, he overlaid the house with precious stone for beauty, and the gold was gold from the gold country. And he went on to cover the house, the rafters, the thresholds and its walls and its doors with gold, and he engraved cherubs upon the walls. And he proceeded to make the house of the Most Holy, its length in relation to the width of the house being 20 cubits, and its own width being 20 cubits, and then he covered it with good gold to the amount of 600 talents. And the weight for the nails was 50 gold shekels, and the roof chambers he covered with gold. Then he made in the house of the Most Holy 2 cherubs in the workmanship of images, and overlaid them with gold. As for the wings of the cherubs, their length was 20 cubits, the one wing of 5 cubits reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing of 5 cubits reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And the wing of the one cherub of 5 cubits was reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing of 5 cubits was in contact with the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubs were spread out 20 cubits, and they were standing upon their feet with their faces inward. Further, he made the curtain of blue thread and wool dyed reddish-purple, and crimson and fine fabric, and worked in cherubs upon it. Then he made before the house 2 pillars, 35 cubits in length, and the capital that was upon the top of each one was 5 cubits. Further, he made chains in necklace style, and put them upon the tops of the pillars, and made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. And he proceeded to set up the pillars in front of the temple, one to the right and one to the left, after which he called the name of the right-hand one Jachin, and the name of the left-hand one Boaz.